Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. Really appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I always like to talk about different topics I experience in my life. Or more or less, I've come up with topics when I have certain experiences in life. And I think that's something that everyone can take from my journey, and that's being able to take what happens in your life and use it as fuel for creativity in whatever you do, right? We often ask, like, why do we do things? You know, why do you do this? Why do you do that? Because you've experienced things that kind of have pushed you in the direction. When you don't have a true why and you don't have a true foundation from a life experience or lesson, it's not sustaining. I mean, you can win in the short run, but in the long run, it's not going to be there, right? Because life is always changing, right? Life is always changing, in whatever sense, right? Business is changing, relationships are changing, your health is changing, your wealth is changing, your friends are changing. Everything changes at some point, right? Some good, some bad, but that's just life, right? It's not constant. The water keeps on flowing. But the key is, like, why does the water keep on flowing? Why should you continue? Why should you still be relevant? And when I say you, I mean, like, why should an idea be relevant? You know, a company or a topic or a principle, more or less, right? There's so many principles in history that have been around for hundreds and hundreds to even thousands of years. And I always ask, like, why has it been around? You know, and that's the real reason why it's important, because you need to understand the why. So I'm reading this book, and I'm sure some of you guys have read it. Start with why, right? Like, you know, start with why, understand your impact. And I think I spoke about that on the other podcast. Now that I remember, I kind of forgot it for some reason, but it just kind of goes, I think it goes into a little bit about why I make these podcasts and why I'm doing this one today. So my life experience that kind of has impacted me to make this episode is I really think it's important to take hold of your decision making power, right? And it doesn't mean that you need to always say no or always say yes. You need to, you know, think thoroughly about what choices you're making. But I think you need to make the choice yourself. You can't rely on other people. And I think this is multifaceted, right? First of all, you can't be afraid to say no to things, right? I oftentimes used to just go do things because I wanted to do things. I wanted to be with people. I thought it was going to be fun. And a lot of times it was fun, but a lot of times it wasn't. And I was in situations where I was just like, I don't want to be here. Why did I do this? And luckily it wasn't a massive amount, because I kind of discovered this key before. And I also, you know, I'm not the most popular person. I think I'm well liked and I appreciate that from a lot of people, but I think it's something important to remember that, like, people have different social situations and social opportunities. So, you know, obviously don't take this, like, to the bank and say this is 100%, but a lot of us have friends, a lot of us have, you know, invitations often, whether it be with work, with friends, you know, whatever it may be. And a lot of times we just say yes. We say, like, oh yeah, no, I'll go. And, you know, there's one side of it to say, like, yeah, you know, having experiences in life is great. I agree. But there's also something to be said about, like, making, you know, sacrifices for what you want to do. Like, I could have gone out tonight with some people, but I've noticed I'm tired. I want to be by myself. I made a video. I'm doing this podcast. And, you know, I made the decision to not go out and not get that, you know, social thing, because I went out last night, right? And it's not necessarily, some people will get offended when you say no, but the people who care about you and understand what you're trying to do in life, they'll understand why you say no. On a deeper level, right, this is what I learned from Ryan Holiday again. You know, I mentioned him a lot in this podcast. You know, he is notably known to say no to events he does not want to do. There are also really high profile people who will say no to things they don't want to do. They don't want to do certain sponsorships. They don't want to go to certain events. And they throw away millions and millions of dollars. I remember that there was a football player, soccer player, who was offered, I think, like $200 million to go to this club per year. And he said, no, I don't want to. I want to be where I am now. I enjoy my game, and I don't necessarily want to move. It's a lot of money and it's great, but I'm okay. And I think that's really interesting because, like, you know, we often say, like, oh, money buys happiness, money this. And, like, he already makes a lot of money, so it's not, it wasn't about the money. But it was just his principle. He's saying, like, no, this is not what I want to do. I mean, I'm getting pressured from everyone else to do this, but I want to stick true to myself and do what I want to do. And, you know, I think, you know, it's hard because if you have someone who you care about and you need to make a compromise and, you know, you may have to, like, switch your opinion. But, you know, I think that's another topic for another day. I do believe in compromises, and I think I have worked on myself a lot to not be very stubborn and such. But again, it all depends on the situation for sure. But I just don't think you should be afraid to say no. I think if you don't want to do something, if it's not in your like agenda or whatnot, like you should just say yes. Another really big thing I learned over the past few days is it's okay to even say no to your friends, right? And not necessarily like, no, I don't want to have fun with you or I don't want to spend time with you. It's no, I don't necessarily want to do what you're doing. I want to do what I'm doing. So in this example, I was out with my friends and they were drinking, and I said, like, I'm okay. You know, I like drinking, but I'm okay tonight. I'm fine. And I got kind of egged on to do it, and I was like, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it. But I said to myself, no, you know what? I'm having a great time with my friends. I'm not interested in drinking tonight. I'm going to not do it. And I didn't do it. And right now, looking back, I'm like, I'm happy. And I'm not saying that it's bad to drink. I'm not saying that at all. It's your personal choice to drink. It's your personal choice to do really anything that you want to do. I'm a big believer in that. But at the same time, don't feel peer pressure to do things you don't necessarily want to do in the moment, right? Just to make other people happy. Now, again, do I drink? Yeah, I do, socially. But that night, I was like, I'm happy. I kind of want to try, just be happy by myself and not need to consume something to alter my mindset. And in the end of the day, I was really happy either way. So again, that's just me. And, you know, some people don't like it and some people think it's silly. But then I have a lot of people who, you know, make jokes about it because they know it. It's like a funny thing with me. But they love me either way, I think, as friends and as a family. The same thing goes with, like, me being frugal. I think I've brought that up in my podcast. I don't like to spend money on things that I don't necessarily need. Like, if I need to walk, if I need to go somewhere and it's a 20-minute walk, I'd rather walk than pay the Uber. Certain situations, obviously, I'll pay the Uber if it's really cold or whatnot. I'd rather, much rather eat in than eat out. Certain dishes I like to eat out, but like a steak or chicken or something like that, I can't stand eating out. I just like cooking it myself. And some people, like someone else, and one of my friends also used to say, like, you never go out. Like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I'm happy with where I'm at. Like, I'll go out if for a special occasion, if I'm invited, but like, I don't feel like the need. And people will judge. I mean, I've been judged my whole life in different ways. I've been judged for my disability. I've been judged for how I did, you know, school, you know, my college choices, my girlfriend choices, the friends I'm with, the hobbies I have, the attitude I have. Now I'm getting judged for sometimes being too mindful, you know, being too frugal, not drinking. So I'm always being judged for something. And I think we all can relate to being judged for something, whether it be our friends, society, our family. And, you know, I think it's important sometimes to listen to judgment because sometimes you can learn something that you may not see. So I always have my ears open. But at the same time, it's very, very easy to criticize, but it's not very easy to appreciate, right? So, you know, whenever I see someone criticizing me constantly, I'm like, you know, why are they criticizing me? Like, why are they taking the time to criticize me? Like, if someone's taking the time out of their day to really make me feel bad that I'm frugal or I don't drink or whatnot, like, that's fine. It's their right to do so. But, you know, why are they doing it? Like, why are they wasting time on me? And most of the times, not, they have a lot of things in their life that they need to improve, and they're trying to just kind of push it on me. And it's just unfair, right? I mean, and I know how I know this is because I've done it before. I've been self-critical myself, and it's kind of just overflowed, and I've been critical to other people, and it's horrible and I regret it. But again, it's life lessons, right? But the key here is just to be firm on your choices and on your judgment, right? It's like, people will continue to try to manipulate you on doing what they want you to do in life. And some of the manipulation, I think, is healthy because I think parents, for example, know things more than children. Some friends are very smart. Some friends of mine are very smart. Some colleagues of mine are very smart that I'll listen to. I'll listen to their advice. But I think there's a difference between asking for advice and saying, hey, I need your advice, and being given advice when you're not being asked about it. So I don't get upset really, but I am starting to get upset because sometimes people say, to do this, that, and they just don't like have it all figured out. And I'm like, you know, you're acting like you have it all figured out, but why are you continuously telling me that, you know, to do this A, B, and C? Like, you know, give me advice, but don't tell me that like I'm not good because if I don't do A, B, and C. And again, I think I spoke about this in my podcast as well. I sometimes give advice and I sometimes don't preach it. And that's why I'm very, very honest on this podcast and my videos that you should not go and just take everything I say word for word. This is my statements. This is my opinion. It's not fact, right? So I'm trying to humble myself by saying that, I'm not an expert in most of the things I talk about. And a lot of people say, like, then why are you talking about it? Well, for me, it's a passion. I enjoy it. As you could tell by how much I speak. But at the same time, you know, I think you as an individual need to decide, like, do you want to listen to me? Do you want to, or do you want to like follow what I'm saying? Or do you want to just ignore me? And if you want to ignore me, that's perfectly fine. I don't think I'm perfect. And I don't think I follow everything I preach sometimes. But a lot of things I preach, as I said in the beginning, is based on life experiences and events. Well, I guess it's the same thing in lessons. So, you know, I've definitely been able to go through my fair share of things, good and bad. But I think that the point there is just like, you know, keep your ears open in life, but always allow it to digest. And that's what someone asked me. I was interviewed the other day because I run a mindfulness group, and they said, like, you know, what is mindfulness to you? And I said, mindfulness to me is digesting what comes into your mind, into your brain, not mind, into your brain, and digesting it in the mind, right? And then acting on it. So when you have judgment or you're getting advice, like, digest it. Don't just take it at face value. Like, understand it and then make a judgment on whether this judgment or advice is worthwhile. So always question things and always have but also always have an open mind. Because I promise you, like, I've been told things that I never saw, and it's changed my life. And I'm sure you will be able to, you know, hear advice as well that may be able to change your life. So always have an open mindset, but always don't be afraid to say no, and not accept advice and not accept peer pressure, right? You're not a bad person if you don't go with the crowd. You're, if anything, you're your own person, you're unique, and you have your own goals. And it's really important to solidify that. And again, if someone loves you, whether it be family, friend, significant other, they'll always understand. It may be hard for a while, but they'll always understand. And when they don't understand, you know, sometimes that's a sign that it just won't work out. And, you know, I've gone through that as well, where, you know, I had a belief and the other person didn't, and it didn't work out. And that's life, right? I think, you know, I spoke about this in one of my podcasts as well. Life is a journey, right? It's not everything's going to be all perfect. So don't be afraid to kind of open up the next chapter and move on. But yeah, I really appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. Hope you guys have a good night, and talk to you guys soon.